and it has been an historic day in London. Just in the last hour, the British Parliament has voted against Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal with the European Union. Here is what it sounded like when the vote was announced.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432.
The vote followed hours of impassioned debate and came more than 2 years after the British people narrowly approved a referendum to leave the EU. Joining us now with the latest is NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, this was decisive, a big defeat for Theresa May. How did it play out?
Well, way beyond decisive. This was historic, which isn't an easy thing to say in a country like the United Kingdom. Historians were scrambling for something equivalent. They had to go back to the 1920s when government lost a vote by 166. This was well over 200. So it was a stunning defeat. I think that we knew it was coming. I don't think we were certain it was going to be this big.
Okay, well, let's listen to the Prime Minister, how she reacted right after the vote.
The government has heard what the House has said tonight. But I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
Okay, and here is the Labour Party leader, the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn.
The result of tonight's vote is the greatest defeat for a government since the 1920s in this House. This is a catastrophic defeat for this government. After 2 years of failed negotiations, the House of Commons has delivered its verdict on her Brexit deal. And that verdict is absolutely decisive.
Frank, what happens now?
That's a great question. So Jeremy Corbyn, as you've heard, he wants to have a vote of no confidence. The Prime Minister welcomed that. And there's going to be a debate tomorrow here back here at the House of Commons. And there'll be a vote perhaps in the evening. Now, in ordinary circumstances, Jeremy, this prime minister, most prime ministers would never survive this. But as we know, Brexit is nothing ordinary about it. It seems, from what we can hear so far, is that she still has the support of her party to stay in office and from the Democratic Unionist Party, which is propping it up in Parliament. So it's expected that, in fact, even though this is an incredible defeat, that she is more or less expected right now to survive tomorrow night.
She may survive. What about the idea of Brexit? Is it now much more likely that there is, as many have been calling for, going to be a second referendum on the issue?
There has been more talk of that. 6 weeks ago, it seemed very, very unlikely, but in part because the government cannot come up with any kind of solution to how to leave the European Union in a way that they can get a majority for in Parliament. It is increasingly a possibility. Now, that said, it's very tricky. The parliament here is very different. I got a lesson in talking to some experts here today, and their system is different than the United States. The government really dominates legislature, so it's hard for a kind of a legislative rebellion here, although there are clearly some lawmakers who want to remain in the EU, who are trying to scheme and figure out a way that they could push this country back, take that issue and take it back to the people. I think this is sort of one of these things with Brexit. You're going to have to take it day to day.
The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said today that the EU is going to intensify its preparations for a scenario in which Britain leaves the EU without a withdrawal agreement. How likely is that at this point, just a crash out?
I think many people dread that. It is also a possibility. And I've spent, Sam, our producer, Sam Alwyn Mosley, and I, we've been traveling the country last week, actually going to the borders, talking to people. And there's a lot of concern that, for instance, at the Port of Dover, on the English Channel, possibly you could see on the 29th, veterinary checks, things like that for fish and other problems that could really cause huge backups. So it doesn't seem like it's exactly clear, and it's not clear exactly how the EU is going to respond to this. And most people here feel like the United Kingdom really hasn't planned for it. They thought that they would be able to work out some kind of deal.
Frank, just in the 30 seconds we have left, we can hear that you're right in the thick of it there. Where are you, and yeah. what is it like there at the moment after this historic vote?
I'm in Westminster Hall, and there are people now, a lot of people have been here today in the gallery to watch this historic vote, and they're beginning to make their way out. And just outside, there's huge demonstrations, particularly to remain in the EU.
That is NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. It sounds like tomorrow is going to be a very important day as well. The vote today, though, 432 against Theresa May's plan to leave the EU, 202 in favor. That vote went down. Frank Langfitt, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.